Hello and welcome to this week's Start Stop Reflection from St Stephen Walbrook. I'm Stephen Baxter. On Thursday, the church celebrates the life of one of the most remarkable characters of the medieval church, St Catherine of Siena, one of the two patron saints of Italy, one of the six patron saints of Europe, and one of four women among the 35 doctors of the church. Although she didn't learn to write, Catherine has left a rich legacy of writings and prayers dictated to assistants, including her dialogue, comprising mystical conversations she experienced with God. I'll now read an extract from the dialogue in which God is addressing Catherine. "So to one person I give charity as the primary virtue, to another justice, to another humility, to another a lively faith or prudence or temperance or patience, and to still another courage. The same is true of many of my gifts and graces, virtues and other spiritual gifts, and those things necessary for the body and human life. I have distributed them all in such a way that no one has all of them. Thus have I given you reason, necessity in fact, to practice mutual charity. For I could well have supplied each of you with all your needs, both spiritual and material. But I wanted to make you dependent on one another, so that each of you would be my minister, dispensing the graces and gifts you have received from me. So whether you will it or not, you cannot escape the exercise of charity. Yet, unless you do it for love of me, it is worth nothing to you in the realm of grace." Catherine was born in Siena, at the time a prosperous, well-organised and well-defended city, in Tuscany in 1347, just before the outbreak of the Black Death. She was the 24th child of her parents, Giacomo, a wool dyer, and his quite astonishing wife, Lapa, who lived to be 89, outliving most of her children and grandchildren. Catherine had her first mystical experience at the age of six, when she saw a vision of Christ wearing papal robes, accompanied by the apostles Peter, Paul, and John. This convinced her to commit herself to God and to a life of extreme ascetic denial, initially prompted by her view that she should be punished for her neglect and inattentiveness, which she believed had caused the vision to be brief. Despite the concerted efforts of her parents, Catherine had no interest in making herself conventionally attractive or in the prospect of marriage. She joined a Dominican order at 16 and vigorously engaged in prayer and mystical reflection. For her, all the way to heaven is heaven, because Jesus said, "I am the way." After 3 years of seclusion, she felt a distinct calling to serve the poor and the sick. She realised, summarising the reading from her dialogue, that it is surely justice to share our natural gifts with those who share our nature. Through her charisma and single-minded devotion to service, Catherine attracted a diverse following of men and women who all focused on the meaning and the power of the crucifixion, and who were passionate about reforming what they saw as a church distracted from its mission by a quest for worldly power and indulgence. When the plague returned to Siena in the 1370s, rather than seeing the pandemic as a punishment from God, as many of her contemporaries, Catherine considered it an opportunity to display the love of God. She ministered to the sick and helped to bury the dead, displaying a striking courage, a joy in service, and a desire to converse with the suffering. Many healings were attributed to her. She herself also contracted the plague, but following prayer and a vision of the Virgin Mary appearing and showing Catherine all the souls that would be united with God, if only Catherine lived on and helped them, she survived. Through her service, the courage and clarity of her proclamations and her following, Catherine attained a profile that was unusual for her sex and attracted the attention of political and church leaders throughout Italy. She showed a willingness to speak directly to those in positions of power and became involved in trying to make peace between the papacy and the rebelling Republic of Florence. In a letter to the leaders of Florence, she exhorted them not to be concerned for themselves, but for the good of the whole city. Not play favourites in choosing officials, but to choose virtuous men, wise and discerning, who with the light of reason will establish the order the city needs. She lived during a complicated time for the papacy. She strongly believed that the Pope should return to Rome from Avignon. Apparently, Pope Gregory asked Catherine to remind him why he should return to Rome. Catherine replied, "Who knows God's will so well as your holiness? For have you not bound yourself by a vow? Fulfill what you have promised to God." Apparently, the Pope had made a solemn vow as a cardinal to move the papacy back to Rome if he was elected Pope. King Charles V of France, determined that the papacy would remain in France, was amazed at the influence exerted by this uneducated young woman. Following the death of Gregory after his return to Rome, Urban VI, based in Rome, and Clement VII in Avignon were both elected popes, creating the Western schism of two competing popes, each supported by different countries, which lasted for 40 years. Catherine was committed to the Roman Pope, and in her last few months campaigned vigorously for Urban, before she died at the age of 33 in 1380 from a stroke, her life shortened by her self-denial, especially of food. Through her dictated writings and the accounts of her life, particularly that of her close companion Raymond of Capua, Catherine created an impressive and timeless example of Christ-inspired, passionate service and a courageous willingness to speak to the holders of power on behalf of the gospel, as well as for her beloved Siena and Rome. She recognised humanity's interconnectedness and the potential we all have to contribute to mutual flourishing. Perhaps her most celebrated saying is from her letter to her follower Stefano Marconi, urging him to go to Rome to light the divine light of charity. It was quoted by the Bishop of London 10 years ago on Thursday at the wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton on St. Catherine's Day. "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire." Let us pray. God of compassion, who gave your servant Catherine of Siena a wondrous love of the Passion of Christ, grant that your people may be united to him in his majesty and rejoice forever in the revelation of his glory, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Many thanks for listening. The church is now open again from 10:30 to 3:30, Tuesday to Friday. Choral Classic celebrating the Good Shepherd and Sheep is at 12:15 on Thursday, followed by Sung Eucharist at 12:45. Recordings of both will be available on the website. Take care and have a blessed week.